Listener Production.
Hey, with your latest local news, it's Courtney Thomas. The PM believes local manufacturing and control over resources are key to our future. He's in Queensland today to unveil the Future Made in Australia Act, offering taxpayer cash to boost clean energy and manufacturing. Anthony Albanese says it's time to build our own green future with hydrogen, solar and new renewable tech.
We need to make more things here to create jobs and opportunities here to seize the opportunities which are there.
His comments come as the country's first commercial-scale green hydrogen electrolyser facility opened for business in Gladstone this week. Meantime, our Premier is doubling down on his criticism of social media giant Meta, displaying violent videos involving teens fighting, driving stolen cars and goading police. Stephen Miles says these videos have been fueling further the bad behaviour.
Well, social media is a massive part of what's going on here. They egg each other on. The videos teach each other how to commit crimes and how to ram police cars or ambulances. We need to change the culture, but we also need to, I think that the social media companies have a responsibility too.
And just lastly now, Central Queensland renters are forking out hefty amounts on housing. According to the latest Domain report, the rental market in Rockhampton and the Central Highlands has seen an increase of more than 6.5% and 12.5% compared to the March 2023 quarter, respectively. But spokesperson Dr. Nicola Powell says there are signs of the market slowing down.
I think we're likely to see that pace of rental growth ease across many of these LGAs. There'll obviously be those tall poppies that continue to see, you know, double-digit annual increases.
Just switching to some local sport news now, and footy returns to CQ this weekend as the 2024 AFL Capricornia season begins. Round one action will see Yeppoon take on BITS, Panthers go up against Gladstone, and Brothers clash Glenmore.